now on the Breakfast Show. Desi's back. We're talking about cricket this morning, Desi. 2018 is a huge year for the sport, and this week is a big week.
Big week for the Irish side, indeed. Elaine, the Irish are currently in Zimbabwe bidding to book their place in the World Cup finals, but they need some things to go their way this week. On the line from the Irish camp is the Belfast Telegraph's cricket correspondent, Ian Callender. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, David.
Ian, fair to say Irish hopes of a fourth consecutive World Cup finals are looking slim?
Well, they're certainly not as bright as they were yesterday morning. I think it's fair to say that West Indies beat Zimbabwe yesterday in a very exciting match in front of a fanatical home crowd, but it means Ireland are now relying on the UAE, who'll probably finish bottom of the Super 6 table, beating Zimbabwe on Thursday. That's the day before Ireland's last match against Afghanistan, so Ireland will know what they have to do, if anything. Another Zimbabwe defeat, though, that'll leave them on 5 points. Ireland can get to 6 by beating the Afghans, so that would be good enough to finish in second place if the West Indies win their last match against Scotland tomorrow. I think I've got all that right, but still a few permutations. The winners of tomorrow's game, bottom line, is West Indies and Scotland definitely go to the World Cup. Zimbabwe can take the other place if they beat the UAE on, Thursday.
It's a big ask for the UAE to beat Zimbabwe, given the way Zimbabwe have been playing in this tournament, and given the way they dispatched Ireland.
It certainly is, and see, the UAE are actually playing Afghanistan this morning. They've already lost 3 early wickets, so prospects are remote, especially in front of the fanatical home crowd, which was tremendous atmosphere yesterday at the Harare Sports Club, and that match, every wicket was roared, they were dancing in the stands. It was tremendous to be there, actually.
Without being unfair to many of those on the Irish side, many are the same faces that were beating England, the West Indies and Pakistan a decade ago. Is there no succession there?
We don't actually need it in the short term, probably, that is the honest answer, because the older players are actually still producing the goods. Again, Joyce is 39, but he's still the class batsman in the team. Has already scored a century in a couple of 50s this year. Niall O'Brien, he's 36. He had a superb 70 against Scotland on Sunday. That was his third 50 of the year. His brother Kevin still hits a big ball, scored a couple of very quick 50s. And the captain, William Porterfield, your own William Porterfield, of course, is just as capable of scoring a century as a low scorer. Although, looking at the next cabs off the rank, not too many banging down the door, actually. Jim Shannon's here. He'll probably get a game on Friday if we know we can't qualify. Jack Tector's had a good winter in Australia, although many are saying his younger brother Harry could beat him into the senior side. And Graham Kennedy of Ballyspellin, he's had a great year with the under-19s last time, and hopefully he's not too far away from making the step up. So we're okay in the short term, I'd say.
How big a blow would it be not to qualify for the World Cup finals, given 2018's the first test year for cricket in Ireland?
No, it'd be a huge blow, Desi. No doubt about it. Ireland have been at, every 50-over, 20-over World final since 2007. That's 8 in a row. And for the next few years, Ireland's test matches will be under the radar. Certainly not nearly as high profile as playing in the World Cup in England for a month. Ireland would have got huge support if we get there next year, fans only having to make the short hop across the sea. Oh, by the way, Desi, took my support to just mention a couple of dairymen are out here, well-known in cricket circles and yourself out here at the minute. Roy Torrens, the former Ireland manager, he's out here with another ex-president of Cricket Ireland, Robin Welch. They're supporting the team, and I'm enjoying their company at the minute.
Hard life for some, isn't it? But saying that, Ireland and the Test, a lot of emphasis will be put on that in the next couple of weeks when the World Cup qualifiers are over. If Ireland were given a choice, test status or progressing to the World Cup finals, what would they take?
Well, the choice in the short term, obviously, is World Cup every time, but the test that's the top level of cricket, the prestige event, so I think we're quite happy with our lot, and it's our own. It's only a 10-team World Cup, so it's obviously never been harder to qualify for a World Cup with 4 test nations and 6 associates trying to make it. So it was always going to be a big ask to make it this year. Hopefully they'll change the rules and get us back up to a 12-team, 14-team World Cup in 2023. So we've got that to look forward to on this out this year. And of course we've got test matches all the way down the line now for the foreseeable future.
And finally, Ian, a lot of money will come into Irish cricket with the test status now having been awarded. It'll come from the ICC. It's important for administration in Ireland they use that money wisely. Do they use it for the immediate success at test level, or should they invest it in the future?
I think it'll have to go both ways. The cost of test cricket is absolutely astronomical. It's about £750,000 to stage every test match, so that's why we're not going to be playing too many in the future. We've obviously got a new academy at Abbott, our new ground at Abbottstown. The cricket academy is coming through as well, so there's plenty to spend money on. People will be putting their claims into the pot, and it's up to Cricket Ireland to get it right now over the next few years.
Ian Callender, thanks for joining us on the programme.